Hello, hello guys. Welcome to today's episode on Dami's Lifestyle Podcast. I actually wanted to start this podcast episode very differently. Yeah, I was going to start with a line from my friend. Yeah, so I'll just say it because I already spoiled the flow. Okay, so here he goes. We're all different. Our differences make us unique, special, and different. Woo! I like that. So yeah, today on the show we have my friend, my very, very wonderful, amazing. Should I help you? So I actually have my friend here with me tonight and today, and please introduce yourself, Abeg.
Hi guys. My name is and that's all.
Okay, her name is Joy Adekola. She's my friend. We've been friends for the past 5 years now, I think. Is it four or five?
Four.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to be five soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be five soon. Yay. Cheers to more years of friends.
Please,
your laugh is contagious. Stop.
I want to voice speak.
Oh yeah, so today we're talking about individuality and differences, yeah. And I would like your take on some of these things. I would like your take on the topic individuality and differences. As we said before, say everybody is different, and so these are differences. It makes us unique. It makes us special. It stands out for everybody. And how we navigate our differences in the world, in our society, in our relationships, in our friendships, very important, because differences can lead to a lot of problems if not handled properly. Now, so what do you think? Like, what is your take on individuality and differences?
Right. So, I'd like to start by saying that as individuals, right, our physical look, our personality and those things, right? Those are things that make us like who we are, like an individual, right?
Yes.
Your tall stature, your flat chest, and your big bum bum. Your hot temper, you know, and how soft spoken you are. Those are the things that make you. Jiget. And like, it is different for everybody. So, like, and like, I've discovered that, like, this individual differences, right? Differences in personality, differences in character, they can make or break our relationships, our friendships, and whatnot, right? So, yeah, that's it.
True. So, how have you navigated? Have you, first of all, I think my own view is that everybody has to know themselves for themselves. Like, do you understand? Yeah. You have to know you for you. So you have to know what stands out for you. You have to know your temperament. You have to know how you react in situations. You have to know what makes you easily angry or angered, rather. Yeah. What, just have to know you. Yeah. And moment you know you, yeah.
I think that's why everybody needs to spend some time with themselves, right? If you do not spend time with yourself, there is no way you know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you won't know your strengths, you won't know your weaknesses. These are things that make you you. These are things that make you an individual, a person, right? And there's no way you will know these are the things that make me tick, these are the things that get me angry, these are the things that make me happy, if you do not like really take time to get to know yourself. And I feel like that's why, like, as individuals, right, we need to be present in our own lives and not just
Yeah, makes sense. Because when you think about it, you just realize that many individuals are spectators in their lives. Like, they just see themselves from the outside, and they don't take time to know who they are for themselves. And so when situations arise, they don't know how to handle it because they just don't know themselves. They don't know the extent to which their power they just don't know anything. It's really surprising, yeah. And so I would not say they just don't. We are individuals.
We all know.
we all know. So we have to know our weaknesses. We have to know our strengths. You have to know what you do well and what you don't do well. And
what you don't do well. Yeah.
Basically, it makes sense. Makes sense. Now, let's give me some life examples, yeah, that where you see in your individuality and your differences come to play.
Okay. Oh my goodness. All right. So I'm going to be taking our friendship as distant.
I go. Right.
Okay. Oh, for
it took
fuck on the enemies. These are big. All right, so for example, right, you are very, how do I want to put it now? You're very okay. Let's take this love language thing as an example, right?
Okay.
So I think that as a person, you like to call.
Yeah.
I like to text. You like to spend time with the people that you love, right?
True that.
And for me as a person, right, it's not like I don't like to spend time with people that I love.
That's the fear.
Let me put it out there so that you know. It's just that it doesn't rank high on my distinct as much as it does for you. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, let me talk to my friend once in 3 days, you know, and then let my friend know that, oh, I'm here for our any distance. She can always call me. Do you get? Do you understand? But the old, so I feel like we've had like times in our relationships that like in our relationship rather that this thing has like caused issues for us. And I feel like this is
mad rockers.
Yeah, part of like our individual differences, right? This is what you like, this is what I like. So we've now had to like look for a way to like go around it. Okay, well, maybe we'll text more, call less, you know, do this and do that. Jig it.
By the way, let me put this out for everybody. So there was this time we fought so hard that
you know what?
Please, it's necessary. We fought so hard and like it was more or less like a breakup.
Yeah.
Like going through a close or a near breakup situation. I remember that day in class. Oh, epic. Like we were texting back and forth and I was in class. I was right in front of the lecturer.
I remember that day. Jesus. And the word.
The lecturer was looking at me and I was texting. I felt like I was texting a guy and it was intense. And
by the way, I'm life.
Please shut up, please. I don't have a boyfriend, but still, please get out. So the fact that I was close to tears, like I was basically tearing up and I was texting and my friend Zara was sitting beside me. She was like, Dami, what is wrong? I was like, I have to show another friend. I see what my friend is texting me. Can you imagine? It's breaking my heart right in class and stuff. It was very close. And we didn't want our friendship to end because we decided to be very intentional about it. Yeah. We took into consideration our individual differences.
And we saw that,
yes, I like texting, I like calling more, and she doesn't like it. And we said that, okay, we have to compromise. We have to come to a place of
compromise
where we have to either I'll do less calls and texts, she will do more calls and texts. So maybe instead of once in 3 days, we'll do once in 2 days.
In two or days, yeah.
Maybe you will call once in 2 days, then we text maybe once
every day,
that kind of thing. And it has worked so far. And
we
are better. Please, kudos to me, not you.
Oh, wow. Yes, don't worry, yes, I'll get you.
So now, basically, it has really helped us. And we've come to realize that if you want your relationships to last, if you want your friendships to last, you have to know what works for you. You have to know your individuality. You have to know your individual differences, rather. You have to know your weakness, your strength. We've said this a lot of time, and we cannot overemphasize it. You have to know your weaknesses. You have to know your strengths. You have to know your temperament. You have to be present in your own life, as you said. And you have to you have to be ready to put work
in the work.
See, it's not, the truth is, know your differences, know your weakness, everything. If you're not ready to put in the work, you are not ready to be intentional about this thing, it won't work.
I was even going to say that, like, it's not enough to know your differences. It's not enough to know all these things, right? If you are not willing to work, like, to put in the required work, then everything you know will amount to nonsense. Do you understand?
True.
Because it's not going to amount into any effort. Do you get? And to be honest, I think love is trying, right? Mm. Like, try at least put in little effort. So let me try to do this consistently for 2 months. Let me see. You know, like, when you put in the work into your relationships, your friendships, and everything, you begin to see, like, a lot of differences, right? Triggered.
Yeah.
A lot of difference, right? I mean, everything starts to get better. You could get to know each other better and everything. Yes. It doesn't really make sense, Sha. I mean, our friendship is better for it, definitely, Sha.
And she still buys me stuff. Like, sends me money for food every once in a while. Whatever. That's my love language. Send me money for food. Yes, and also I was going to say something.
Right.
I forgot. I'm trying to remember. But as you said, love is sacrifice.
Yeah,
love is sacrifice. Love is not just the feeling of having, you're just feeling some kind of way in your chest, butterflies in your belly, that kind of thing.
Okay,
you're not just feeling the vibe and stuff.
I should too. I just say I should.
So you're not just feeling everything. It's not just the emotions, you feeling this, you feeling that. It's about sacrifice. It's about commitment. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to sacrifice your time? Are you ready to sacrifice your money? Please, I beg. Money must be involved.
I beg.
Where money enter, love is sweeter. That's the truth.
Love is sweeter.
So, like, you have to be ready to sacrifice. You have to be ready to put in your effort. You have to be ready to compromise. Don't always want to take your own standpoint, and the other person take. Let's meet at the middle. Let there be a middle point here. Walk here, and we'll meet in the middle.
For real, I feel like
able to work through it.
I feel like one issue people have, right? I mean, people. When I meet people, I'm including myself now.
I think we've lost you. I think network is bad. So basically, I'll just continue for now till she's back with us. Yeah, as we were saying, love is sacrifice. Love is compromise. Love is everything. Love is so much more than your feeling, your emotions, everything. And it helps you to navigate your friendships. I'm not talking about relationships alone. But you have to love your friend. You have to really, really love your friend for your friendship to work. It's not just eye service. It's not just, well, let me do someone when my friend is there and not do it again, that kind of thing. It has to work. Love has to work. Hello, hello, hello. Thank God you're back.
Nigeria network will embarrass you.
Now the place you gave me that.
What did you say?
So what were you saying? You were saying something before you recorded.
Oh, right. I think I was talking about I think I've lost my distance. Line of thought.
Yeah, okay. No problems. So basically, I think what I said before that was the fact that love is sacrifice.
Yeah.
You being committed and compromising, not wanting, not taking your own standpoint over the other person, not trying to push your own way.
That was that person.
it felt like a light bulb moment. Boom.
Okay, so right.
Yeah.
What I was saying, right? I said that, like, everybody, now when I mean everybody, I'm including myself. Okay, I think I started school at first, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves to win arguments and fights.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves to be right, right?
Mm-hmm.
But something that I have learned in recent times is that do not win fights or arguments at the detriment of your relationship. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I feel like, I mean, when you think about an issue, you are probably right, but I mean, but yeah, I should just calm down and say sorry and like try to see things from the other person's perspective instead of I'm right and I'm right and I'm right and that's it. See, your friendship dies, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, and that's it. She gets.
Yes, I do. That's a very beautiful point. Beautiful, actually. So I would know now not to want to win arguments because sometimes blood they hurt too.
Blood they hurt.
Just want to fight argument. Just this with you. But just say no. That's not what I meant. No, you're not seeing it from my point of view. You're not getting it. You don't listen to me. You to calm down and listen to the
You
other
to
person.
Calm down and listen.
Like,
right.
You can't communicate when body is hot. Like you can't communicate when you and the other person are very very annoyed and stuff. So most times when I'm fighting with my friends or when I'm arguing with my friends, I just keep quiet.
Me when I'm fighting with you.
Shut up. I just keep quiet. Sometimes I'm like, it's not worth it. Like, it's not worth, this thing is not worth losing my friendship over, getting really mad about. Just let it go. I know there are some things you can't let go, yeah?
Of course.
I'm now I know how to handle conflict better. So it's either I avoid conflicts, or I let go, or maybe try to face these things. But there are some things that you can't let go, yeah? So you just have to face them. And when you're facing them, don't face them with the intention to fight.
Yeah.
You should not say, yes, I'm going to go and come on, buddy. Come on, person, to just now, that kind of thing. You can't do that. You have to come with the notion that, well, I'm trying to make peace. I'm trying to let peace reign. I'm trying to just understand this person's angle. Let's see why this person says this thing he says or she says. Let me see from the person's perspective what the person means by this or meant by what the person said. That's like a very important thing. And trust me, you realize that your differences are not more than fighting over toothpaste. Some things can just cause fighting, like, the wind just blew past. That kind of thing. It's just sometimes it's not worth it. And you just realize that. Another thing is to handle your individual differences. I would say you should not hold up or put things that have happened and don't put them in a cup and wait for the bottle to be full. For the cup to be full, rather. You should not wait. I'd rather that if you cannot avoid and let go, then face it. Basically, head on. Let's get solved once and for all. Because if not, the day you will blow.
It will not be pretty.
Nobody will be able to help. Like
it's not be pretty.
It will be crazy. And I think that's what led to that moment between us. Because I'd been holding it up for a while. I was just wondering. I was making so many excuses. I was like, maybe it's because my friend is always and everything. I was like, this girl is busy and stuff. She's busy or network, that kind of thing. And just since that point, I had this breaking point where I could not take it any longer. Like I was like, if it's not working, athletics, this one is just more like an emotional roller coaster for me.
Mm-hmm.
Going back and forth. It was exhausting, really exhausting. So I was like, I now blew. I said that today be like break up. Oh, I go end everything. Make pieces remain here and there, and it just wasn't making sense because I wasn't coming from a place of I want to make peace. I was coming from a place of attack and stuff, and it didn't. Thank God for Jesus, really. Thank God for the Holy Spirit helping to like put everything right and stuff. If not, you won't be here today on this podcast because I will finish you.
I feel like one lesson from what you've said is not wait. Like, do not compound issues, right? Yeah. As soon as you're having those issues, if they trouble you a lot, please, dears, talk about them.
Yeah.
Try to see things from each other's perspective. Try to settle issues as they arise, right?
Yeah.
Second point, like from what you've said, is do not, if you are the one that is going to broach the topic, please dear, do not come to attack. Because if you try to attack somebody, the person is going to feel attacked, obviously. The person is going to get on defensive.
Yes.
And I mean that whatever that conversation you're about to have is already set for doom.
Sincerely.
So yeah.
And another thing. Okay, yeah. What did you say?
I'm just hyping you. I said Remy wisdom.
Another thing is the fact that yes, first time you can make excuse for the person. Just calm down now. Life, everybody is living life. Life is easy, Jesus. Life is easy. Everybody in Nigeria, they hot, the sun, they choke. So I know that first time it happens, I'll just really just avoid it and just make an excuse for the person and just let it go. If it happens a second time, I would rather face it then. Because I know it might happen a third time. Because the person doesn't even know that what the person is doing, they are hurting you. Like, you don't know. You just don't know. You think everything is fine, everything is rosy and nice. And I'm hurting bad and it's terrible. And it's just not nice to see, really.
Actually.
So, yes, that would be all for today's podcast. And I've really had a swell time here with my friend, and I'm sure she has too.
I have.
Good. I like that. And so I'm sure you guys that would listen to this episode, or that is listening to this episode when it gets, I know when you guys listen to this episode, you're going to learn a lot of lessons, because this one coming from a place of experience. It's coming from, we've experienced it, we know it. It's something that we've learned and is working for us right now. And if you want your friendships, you want your relationships to be better, and if you want it to be beautiful, yes, we still have moments where we fight. But our fight will never ever have to escalate to the point of our breaking up again, because we already know that, okay, this is joy and this is Dami, and we would work things out, eventually. So now you know that individual differences, I don't know what to use. English. Sha, you know that now. That everybody is different. Yeah, everybody is different.
Yeah.
We have different temperaments. We have different makeup, basically. God made us differently. If the thing is variety.
Language.
Yes, exactly. So variety is the spice of life.
Of life. So yes.
If one person is like, we're all the same, it's not going to make any sense. So now that we're all different, you have to know what works for you best. And you have to know what works in your friendship. And one thing, see, this is my own last advice to everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
Because this nonsense girl on this podcast said it one day. And that line was the one that hurt me the most, because I knew it wasn't true. I felt really attacked. And so it made me want to come up and see just now. Thank God she was not there with me at that point. But my own last advice to you people on this episode today is that you should not treat everybody the same way. You should not treat every friend the same way. I have many friends here. And so I have Joy as an individual. She's a friend and I know her and I know what works for her perfectly. I have Deborah as a friend and I know what works for Deborah perfectly. I have so many friends and I know what works for them perfectly. So the way I'm going to talk to Joy is not the way I'll talk to some other person.
Yeah. Because
I know Joy is a different person. So my own advice is know your friend and know how to talk to them, how to approach them, what works for them, their love language. See, send that money for chicken today, please. That's what I like. Send that money for chicken. Send just a card, write a note. See, one thing I really appreciate that Joy did for me on my birthday was sending me a love note. To be sincere, I go back to read it, because if I'm not feeling bad, it just gingers my spirit. Pay money or she will write for you. So basically, thank you so much for listening to this nice episode. Today's episode, what am I saying? I'm just jumbling things up. Joy, thank you for being here. Thank you for
You're welcome.
Honoring my invite. Thank you for sharing this beautiful nuggets of wisdom right from the throne of grace. Glory to Jesus.
I beg. No, now. That something I'd like to leave our listeners with is if you are in a friendship or a relationship, I think you people should have time that you should set time where you review your relationship. So you talk about, okay, what have we been doing? What has been working for us? How is our relationship now? Is it better? Is it worse? What have we been doing to hurt each other? What have we been doing that like the other person likes? Talk about your love language with each other. What do I do that you don't like? What do I do that you appreciate? Right?
Say after this podcast, we go like talk, we'll do review of our friendship.
We'll do our own.
get right. Maybe we know they tell people, maybe they do something where we know do. So we go, go do our mouth.
I don't go for our yash.
So thank you very much for joining today. Thank you guys. And have a beautiful week. Bye. Goodbye.
Bye.